Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Arachin, and we are up to Perikimul Mishnah Aleph. Yesh Barachin Lahakol Lahachmir. There are certain kulas and chumras in Arachin. Pesei Achuza Lahakol Lahachmir. There are also certain kulas and chumras in the dinim of Stei Achuza. When a sharmuad kills an eved, there are certain kulas and chumras. By an onus of mafata and a motzi shemra, when people commit those crimes, there's a kula and a chumra. What we mean by a kula and a chumra is that all of these things have a set amount of money that you pay, regardless of actual value and actual loss caused and things like that. So therefore, sometimes it's a kula because you're not paying nearly as much as really you otherwise should have, and sometimes it's a chumrah because you're paying way more than you otherwise should have had to pay. Yesh barachin lahakel lahachmir. How do we find an example where an erech is both lahakel or lahachmir? Echad sherech es hana'a shebiyisrael. Someone says, I'm going to give the erech of the most valuable guy in the Jewish people, ve'es hakor shebiyisrael, or I'm going to give the value of the least valuable person in the Jewish people. But if it's a male between the age of 20 and 60, it's the same whether he's the most valuable or the least valuable. Nosin you give 50 selah. But if you say, I'm not going to give the erech, I'm going to give his actual value, well then, nosin shavyo, then you have to give his actual value. Mishnah Beis, ketzad, what's an example of stei achuza, where it's lahakel ulahachmir, echana magdish, whether a person is magdish very cheap land, becholas hamachuz, on the outskirts of a city, vechana magdish, prepardeso savasti, or whether he's makdish the most expensive lands, and the pardesos of Savasti apparently were very expensive. Nosim bezerach chomer sarim chamishim shekel kesef. If that's your stei achuza, meaning that's an inheritance that you have from your ancestors, so when you redeem it and you buy it back, you pay 50 silver shekels for every size which a chomer of barley can be planted in. And that's it, regardless of how valuable or non-valuable it is. Upistei mikna. But if it's just a field that you bought, that's not your ancestral land that you were then makdish, and you want to be podit, well then no sin hashavya. Then you have to give its actual value, which may be more or less depending on how expensive and high quality a field it is. Rabbi Elazar Omer, echad stei achuza v'echad stei mikna. That Rabbi Elazar says both a stei achuza and a stei mikna, it's a set rate of 50 silver shekel for chomer saorim. Ma bein stei achuza stei mikna. What then is the difference between a stei achuza and stei mikna? Elishab stei achuza no sin chomesh. That when you are poda estei achuza, you add a chomesh to what you're paying, and by estei mikna, you do not add a chomesh to what you're paying. So that's the only difference between the two, according to Rabbi Elazar. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, we said that sometimes having to pay the exact erech is a kula, sometimes it's a chumra, sometimes having to pay an exact amount for estei achuza is a kula, sometimes it's a chumra, sometimes having to pay the Shloshim Shel Eved, when your Sharamuad kills an Eved, is a Kula, sometimes it's a Chumra, sometimes having to pay the prescribed penalty for being Ma'anis a woman, Rahman al-Slam, being Mefata a woman, being Motzi Shemran a woman, is a Kula, and sometimes it's a Chumra, so then we start going through it. By Arachin, it could be a big Kula to only have to pay 50 if you promise to give the Erech of the most valuable guy in the world, but you're not paying his actual value, whereas it could also be a big Chumra, because you might have committed to give the Erech of paying the least value of the least valuable guy in the world. But if you commit to his damim, then you have to pay what he's actually worth. By stei achuza, likewise, we said that if you're makdish the cheapest land, you still have to redeem it. If it's a stei achuza, you still have to redeem it for chamishim shekel kesef for each zerach omer saorim. Whereas it could be the most expensive land, and you still get to redeem it for chamishim shekel kesef for zerach omer saorim. Whereas by stei mikna, we have a machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer, that the Tanakama holds a stei mikna, you just pay the value to redeem it, and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's just like a stei achuza, you just don't have to add an extra chomesh when it comes to the stei mikna. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.